The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law, returns us for one more go-around here on Where Past Meets Present. And we're letting go of the history for today here, Doc, right? We're just going to just kind of stick with the present because, let's face it, today, history is being made. The last 7 days, history has been made, wouldn't you say, really, when you're looking at Supreme Court, debate, everything else going on?
Yes, and one other point is that when I was teaching law at SOU, I taught a number of courses that brought in the law that we're talking about now, constitutional law, agency law, even internet law, and other things like that. So I'm very happy to be of service when the need arrives.
Yeah, and catching up on, if you just joined us this morning, Supreme Court ended up ruling 6-3 in Donald Trump's favor in the presidential immunity case, And so this, it doesn't get rid of a couple of prosecutions that he's dealing with, but it does complicate it somewhat. And the quote here from Chief Justice John Roberts saying, "Under our constitutional structure of separated powers, the nature of presidential power entitles a former president to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority. And he is entitled to at least presumptive immunity from prosecution for all his official acts. And there is no immunity for unofficial acts." This is interesting, right? This is, so the Jack Smith case, it sends it back to the lower court to reconsider. And there's also the Georgia case, too, in which the president was is being charged with having interfered in the 2020 election results, right? Remember that?
Yeah, that's correct. The key thing is going to be defining what is an official act, which is the reason why it's going back to the lower court, which is an Obama appointee, an extraordinarily left-leaning judge.
But needless to say, the court has spanked the lower court saying, hey, take another look at this one, right? With those kind of instructions?
Well, they do that in a lot of cases where they put the law down and it's sent back to lower court, which is probably in over half of the decisions that they've come out here in the last week, my friend. And the reason is let them do it, the facts, and then it can be appealed back up. One other thing, too, is that these decisions give a tapestry for the last week and a half. For example, the case which has to do with the view of the federal obstruction statute.
Oh yes, that was the one in which the Justice Department was hanging these just incredible felonies on hundreds of J6 defendants. Those went away, right?
Absolutely right. The 300 or 1,400 convicted were on that one charge. And the thing that struck me there about the runaway state, about Obama-Soros using the courts to totally decimate this country, is, for example, that on the obstruction, that when you read what the Chief Justice wrote there, was that they couldn't believe that Jack Smith, this ideologue, totally misconstrued the obstruction statute, which is a federal statute.
Yeah, and because this was that deal was supposed to stop the people like Enron shredding documents to try to obstruct a case, right? That sort of thing. That's what that started from, right?
Absolutely right, and we can follow on that one in this. Absolutely perfectly said. That was the case where Arthur Anderson, absolutely in that case and in the court documents, shredded documents. And this is certainly not what happened with the way that Merrick Garland.
The way they characterize it using that statute. Well, I got to tell you, you want to talk about creative lawfare taking that because. Yeah, someone sitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk while disrespectful and vandalism and disorderly doesn't really rise to the level of a felony in any sane society, all right?
And see, what happened was that they knew that Biden was feeble, and that's why going all the way back when Trump was president, you had on your crane, because Trump was right, $10 million had flowed to Biden. And they wanted to stop that, so they brought the impeachment proceedings against Biden. This whole thing by Pelosi, by all these other oligarchs.
And by the way, Pelosi now admitting that in that podcast of her daughter's, right, that she was responsible for having not brought the troops in. Isn't that interesting?
Because you see, these people, Bill, it really is true. I couldn't say that when I was practicing law, but I can say that as a citizen, they just never told the truth because they love power and they are not transparent. They need to be all kicked out of office, and everyone has got to get in there because the deep state is still there, and that's the problem. And Trump's mistake, to be honest, was that he didn't understand it. He learned. But thank God he's learned.
Well, I hope that he's learned his lesson this time around and be a little less trusting. In fact, I don't even know if I trust the Federalist Society when it comes to appointing judges necessarily. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you on that, because part of the thing is, here's what happens. When you have a banana republic, which is where we are underneath, Obama put the seeds, Obama put the path, Biden came in, they did it, they rooked the election, they're trying to rook it now, and to everyone, be aware of the dirty tricks that will happen down the road as Obama and Soros do everything they can to keep Biden propped up and to stay in power because they love the power they have.
And yet they're asking Obama to actually intervene here. And I can't see them doing that with respect, because I would think that Joe, as he is currently construed, this, gossamer of a president, sort of helps out their agenda, agreed or not. It helps them.
You know, Bill, I remember about a year ago, you had Dick Morris on. You really asked him questions, and one of them was, will Biden continue and go for reelection? And both of us said yes. Different reasons, but they both are right.
All right, so it appears that, and this goes back then to the question I asked before we had the top of the hour break, Dr. Powers, and this would be that it is a dangerous time in the United States. There's no doubt about that. You see rising tensions and potentials of war and strife and various other things. We know who's in charge of the Biden White House, and it's not President Biden, unfortunately. It's just the way it is. And you look at the Blinkens and the various other Obama holdovers that are there, who are really the power behind this throne right now. Politically, and for the good of the country, do you try to, as many Republicans are saying right now, get rid of him right now, whether it's through 25th Amendment or whether I pressure to resign, or is it better to continue the facade for a few more months and make sure that it is a easy transfer of power? Because let's face it, Biden would be a much easier candidate to beat than many. Would you agree with me or disagree with that? There's a couple of ways of looking at this. There are risks no matter which direction you go politically.
That is an excellent question, Bill. My personal feeling is the fact that the Republicans should look who the true enemy is. It is the lawfare. It is the deep state. It is the Kerrys, the Clintons. It is the senators in Oregon.
So it would seem to me, though, that in spite of this, that would mean that, you know, for them, it's keeping President Trump out of office by any means necessary. You know, it's the way they're looking at it. Well, maybe the Republicans should be looking at this as, we're in such a troubled time that it's, in spite of the man's flaws, because we're all flawed individuals, no one's perfect, he is the best chance at this point in time to right some of this error. And so maybe we just ride Biden out like a dead horse, you know, that kind of thing.
You're really picturing it well. If that person was talking to me, I would say, I'm sorry, but I respectfully disagree.
You do? Okay.
And the reason is the fact that Biden is just a prop. It makes no difference who they run.
But the candidate for most would be, the thing is, though, he's been exposed. What we saw last week was the Joe Biden that Republicans have always known about the last couple of years here or so, but the media and its handmaidens and various other people have kept that under wraps. They've kept it. Oh, how could you say that? He's sharp. He's sharp.
Yeah, you know? These are good arguments. I have a slightly different one, and what it is that with the times, with all these other ones, they will very quick, if Biden has changed, go ahead and say, this is the one that we should all support.
Right.
I think the key thing is to let them keep where they are and know who your enemy is. It's the
bias. Okay, so I want to make sure I understand. So ride with Biden through the end of the year? In other words, quit calling for the resignation or replacement? Or I want to make sure I hear you perfectly here.
Don't call for Biden's resignation.
Okay.
What you should call for is Kerry's resignation.
Kerry?
For Kerry. Oh. Because he is the dollar guy for Biden. He works with Soros. He was the one that was going to Iran and telling Iran to go ahead, my friend, and say, don't worry about Trump and don't worry about Biden. And that's why they go ahead and attack Israel.
Okay, so
they are using Biden as a shield.
Just to be clear, though, stick with Biden for now. Quit calling for the resignation. Yada, yada, yada. Go after Kerry or various other people there. Because ultimately, even though this could hurt hanging on a few more months, overall, it is a better, cleaner outcome. Is that kind of the way? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's what I'm kind of wondering.
Well, you posed the question well, Bill. Specifically, there is no good outcome.
Yeah, we're just talking about the choice of bad ones. All the choices are bad right now when it comes to him.
I think they should attack everyone who is involved as a far-left person everywhere to let them know this philosophy is dangerous to the country and Biden is irrelevant.
All right. Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law. Before we take off here, Doc, and a bit adieu until next Monday. Back to the case about the Chevron doctrine, all right? The Chevron deference is gone. I did not realize until this morning when I was talking with Rick Manning that there was a compromise in that ruling because I'm not an attorney. I just talked to them, okay? And this has to do with there were like 18,000 cases or so that ended up using the Chevron deference as a part of their, hey, let's empower the administrative state so that every alphabet soup agency is automatically assumed to be the expert on everything he or she would surveil, right? That kind of thing. And so it was very difficult to fight the administrative state. Well, there's been a couple of rulings. One of them is that, I didn't even talk about that. I forget which one it is, but it's the one that says that these administrative courts can no longer, or these administrative agencies like the BLM or the Forest Service or anybody else, they can no longer railroad them into their own courts. They have to be Article III constitutional courts, right? So people can get a trial.
Right to a jury.
Which it always should have been. You know, but that's just the way it goes. But of course, the BLM would love to have an administrative court in which it's the judge, jury, and executioner. Of course, they'd love that. Why wouldn't they? Right. You know, everybody likes that kind of power. So you have that, and then combined with
true.
So we have 18,000 of these cases that were decided with Chevron. I didn't realize that they cannot reopen those cases. So the stuff that those decisions can't be relitigated. But it only counts for future cases, right? Is that what I'm right?
Precisely correct. And the reasoning is because I had this. This is part of the problem of people that don't study for bar exams, which I can do here in Oregon to become a practicing attorney. I had to study for three different bar exams and pass them. The differences between civil and criminal. You'll very rarely see a retroactive, which has runs into a constitutional provision in civil rights, in civil cases. In criminal cases with a reasonable doubt, like we saw here in Oregon that they did in terms of unanimous verdicts, they went ahead and opened up criminal cases retrospectively that had gone ahead and had, less than a unanimous, partial verdicts.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is the fact that the difference between civil and criminal is the reason for this coming in. And the key thing here, as you're pointing out, is that it really shows over 10 years how important judges are, how important Obama's Soros did. Soros went right in to put the money in to get DAs. They knew that lawfare was the way to take over this country.
And now that the Chevron deference is gone, though, that tool is no longer available to be used, right? So that's good for the future. It's going to take a while to unwind it all, though, over time.
Good point again. That's excellent, right? But on the other hand, I've dealt, as you have, with administrative people. And the deep state is not going to change.
So I'm wondering how the deep state will come thundering back with its next legal twist of lawfare to continue its tyranny.
Because by the way they pick the courts that they'll take it into. They'll take it into the one that's presiding, if they can, over Trump's.
Well, yeah, who's the best who's the best communist judge to take it to, right? That's really what you're talking
that's
about.
That's the problem, because this has been taken to a height to where I told my wife, I said, honey, I don't even recognize these laws from what I've seen going back 50 years as to what's coming out. And thank goodness the Obama-Soros Kerry machine really let the power get through their heads and went a little too far.
Yeah, enough overreach that there was finally enough fight back then. So the thing is, though, get a new administration in and start taking apart the administrative state piece by piece. It's not going to be all vanquished all at once, but I guess you could then have the Trump administration go after some key 10, 15, 20 rules or something like that, that have been a major part. Like even when it comes to the CAFE standards or forcing everybody to go into electric vehicles, things like that, which have been coming out of the EPA, that could effectively be fought in the next administration and try to derail some of the globalist plans here, hopefully. I'll give you the final word on that. What do you think?
Well, excellent point. I agree with that approach. Also, I'll add another approach as part of it, which is to go ahead and do what the Biden people did to the Trump people in office underneath his administration and his agencies and put the pressure on them to resign, which is what they're going to have to do here in terms of behind the scenes.
All right, very good. Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law at Southern Oregon University. We always appreciate you. DennisPowersBooks.com. Take the rest of the week off, Dennis, after the 4th, and we'll see you next Monday, okay? Regular time.
Hey, take care and really enjoy it. Go for it and enjoy, and best to Linda and you and your whole family and the whole troops and your listeners.
Yep, we plan on it. Thanks so much, Doc. We'll see you then. All right. It's 8:31. This is KMED at 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox.
Discount Fireworks Superstore. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price. Twice the fireworks for the same price you pay at the other guys. All your favorites, sparklers, screaming patriots, ground blooms, and killer bees, at least 50% off. Over 250 items to choose from. Discount Fireworks Superstore has 6 locations in the Valley. South Pacific Highway near Grange Co-op. West Main near Thunderbird. Ashland across from Butler Ford. Central Point across from Pilot. White City at Wilson Equipment. Grants Pass in the first tent on Rogue River Highway just east of Gun and Tackle, plus Cape Junction on Redwood Highway and River Road. For a discount fireworks superstore near you and free fireworks, visit DFSFireworks.com. Once again, for discount fireworks superstore locations plus free fireworks, visit DFSFireworks.com. That's DFSFireworks.com. Remember, for free fireworks, visit DFSFireworks.com. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price only at discount fireworks superstore.
George Strait's Oceanfront Property in 1987 was the first album to debut at number one on the country charts. Whether you're Arizona Oceanside or further inland, Millett Construction reminds you that if you have sloping floors and cracks in walls, your ground is likely shifting, causing foundation issues. Millett will fix your foundation, level your house, and solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MillettConstruction.com for a free estimate. CCB number 32787.
We've heard it all.
There used to be a two-way street.
I told her not to park in foul territory.
Gust of wind blew the basketball hoop over.
I could have sworn I put it in park.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again, and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
The Joe Pags Show.
They really made a mistake, in my estimation, by having Donald Trump sit in the courtroom in Manhattan for weeks and weeks and weeks. He was able to go out to the cities, to the areas, to the neighborhoods, shake hands, take selfies, take videos with people. What's interesting to me is how those on the left are trying to denigrate the chances of Trump in New York. They usually wouldn't even mention Trump in New York because he had no chance. The fact that they're mentioning it and responding to it, they're scared to death.
Evening 6 to 8 on KMED. The Bill Maher Show, 106.3 KMED.
It is 8:34. We have a lot of heavy conversation this morning. We need a palate cleanser, and that would be a dad joke of the day. Dad joke of the day is sponsored to you, by the way, by Two Dogs Fab. TwoDogsFab.com, Two Dogs Fabrication. And if you have a better dad joke than what I'm going to mention here in just a moment, visit TwoDogsFab.com. Email it to them, all right? Maybe you'll hear it this morning. I always appreciate the little break, the little gentle humor break. By the way, Two Dogs Fabrication can do any hitch or tongue repair for this year's camping season for your RV and trailers. They also build custom diamond plate battery boxes that a lot of people like there, too. And they're your source for North Star flatbeds, Pacific Truck Service bodies, Job Box, and other brands of toolboxes through Byers Products, Lift Gates, Delco Dump Trailers, Tarp Systems. They got a whole bunch more. And once again, Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And today's dad joke, what did the zero say to the eight? Again, what did the zero say to the eight? That belt looks good on you. A little bit of a weight jibe. I like that. Very good, okay? It's 8:34. After news here from Bill London and Town Hall News 2, for that matter, let's have a Diner 62 Real American Quiz. There's another palate cleanser. We're going to fill your palate with some great food. Diner 62, your lunch destination. They have an incredible third-pound burgers, amazing sandwiches. They brought over a turkey club the other day, which was nice. It was on like a really interesting bun. I just thought it was so good, and they served it with onion rings. Oh, it's something I would highly, highly recommend. But they have that. A half ham special's on for $10.95 Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m., all right? And Diner 62 has some of the best salads in the valley, too. I know you're thinking about, you don't go to a diner for a salad. You go to Diner 62 for a salad. That's for sure. It's good stuff. 770-5633-770-KMED. All I ask is that you have not won this in the last 60 days, and you can win it next afternoon, okay?
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The Upper Applegate fire is now 100% contained. Sunday, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office also rescinded all evacuation notices for the fire. Friday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the Grants Pass homeless case has homeless advocates and Democratic lawmakers disappointed, calling it morally wrong. The ruling overturned a Ninth Circuit ruling saying Grants Pass could not enforce fines or jail the homeless for camping on public property. Meanwhile, others say it gives cities more options to deal with the homeless. Oregon House Republican leader Representative Jeff Helfrich says cities can finally begin restoring our community's public spaces. The State Ethics Commission dismissed complaints against Oregon Governor Tina Kotek related to the government role she gave her spouse, First Lady Amy Kotek Wilson, which caused a number of Kotek's top staffers to quit over ethical concerns. The commission, which is appointed by the governor, never talked to the staffers. I'm Bill London, KMED News.
It is 8:37. Jay Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyer is where you go to get the financial insurance, which is so desperately needed because no matter who's president, whether it is President Biden, part due, Lord forgive, forbid that, okay, or even President Trump, the challenges with the currency and protecting the currency with so much of the federal spending on automatic pilot and the inflation and the interest rates high and interest rates and the pressure to make them to go down, It's really popped gold over the last few months. We've been trading between 2,300 and 2,400 or so for the last couple of weeks or so. We're at 2,328 today. And I still look at it as a bargain eventually for what it's really meant to do, and that is preserve wealth for the long term. Thousands of years it's been known for this. Talk to Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland. You can stop in the shop today, 1632 Ashland Street and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. That's by appointment. Call 482-3715. Great people. And, you know, you look at whether it's the end of the petrodollar status, and even if they do renegotiate another type of Bretton Woods deal for the reserve currency, long term, the dollar will probably ultimately head to zero. Is it going to be this year? I don't know. Who knows? It's one of those things. But that's why you take some of your money and you put it away in gold. Talk to Jay Austin about it. Buying and selling of these precious items, gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, all these sort of things, precious items that are, that you have with the state sales too, they'll help you. JAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com, and also you can buy online, FortuneReserve.com, but I recommend you go into the shop and talk with them. The recognized experts, Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland and Grants Pass.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for just-in-time appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair. A couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-Time Appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
The email of the day on the Bill Myers Show, sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry. See all they have to offer at centralpointfamilydentistry.com and call for an appointment. Dr. Steve Nelson and his staff are next to Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant, just off Pine in Central Point.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Diner 62 Real American Quiz, and we're going back to today, 1st of July of 1898. What could this question be about? Well, we're going to toss it out at Lauren. How you doing this morning, Lauren? Welcome.
I'm okay, except being number one.
I know.
I know.
You're so eager to call. All I have to do is mention Diner 62, and you stop whatever you're doing. You call.
That's right. You're right. Yes, sir.
But anyway, it was May of 1898, 1 month after the outbreak of the Spanish-American War, Lauren. A Spanish fleet docked in the Santiago de Cuba harbor after racing across the Atlantic from Spain. A superior U.S. naval force arrived soon after and blockaded the harbor entrance in June. And the U.S. Army 5th Corps landed on Cuba with the aim of marching to Santiago and launching a coordinated land and sea assault on the Spanish stronghold. Included among those U.S. ground troops were the Theodore Roosevelt-led Rough Riders, right? We know about them. A collection of Western cowboys and Eastern blue bloods officially known as the 1st U.S. Voluntary Cavalry. So in the Battle of San Juan Hill, Lauren, how many Rough Riders were there in total? So this is July 1st, 1898. Was it A, 100, B, 250, C, 500 Rough Riders, D, 750, or E, 1,000 Rough Riders? How many Rough Riders were involved in this battle? What do you say?
I'm going to go with 7. Did you say 750?
Yeah, I said 750. You want to try that?
Yeah, I'll try that.
I'm sorry. It's rough being number one. You got five to choose from.
I love you anyway.
Yeah, bye. I know. We love you too, Lauren. Let me go to Bob. Hello, Bob. How are you? Welcome. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob. So we're talking about how many Rough Riders do we have with Teddy Roosevelt and all the rest of it. July 1st of 1898 in the Battle of San Juan Hill. How many in total? 100, 250, 500, or 1,000 Rough Riders? How many did they have?
100.
No, it was more than 100. So let me go to Tom next. Hello, Tom.
Bills. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Well, it's getting a little easier. How many Rough Riders existed there? July 1st, 1898, the Battle of San Juan Hill. 250, 500, or 1,000? What say you? Hello?
How about 250?
250. Was it 250? No, it was more than 252, which means we are now with Kathy with a K. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
All right. Kathy, it's either 500 or 1,000. How many Rough Riders?
I'm going to say 500.
You're going to say 500? Oh! Oh, man, right down to the end here. And whoever's here ends up being the winner, I guess. Hi, good morning. Is it Lauren again? Hello? All right.
Is it me?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hi, Randy.
Randy, you said?
Yes.
Randy, is it 1,000 or 1,000? You have a choice of 1,000.
Could it be 1,000?
It could be 1,000. Yeah. Now, do you feel a sense of dishonor for having won just because you're the last person standing, Randy?
Not really.
Okay, good, good. See, that's honest, because it's 9 or 62. You're going to enjoy this. Now, the Rough Riders consisted of more than 1,000. 1,060 soldiers, 1,258 horses and mules trained at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, and the U.S. Army 5th Corps fought its way to Santiago's outer defenses, and on the 1st of July, U.S. General William Shafter ordered an attack on the village of El Carne. San Juan Hill. Shafter hoped to capture El Caney before besieging the fortified heights of San Juan Hill, but the 500 Spanish defenders on the village put up a fierce fight and held off 10 times their number most of the day. Although El Caney was not secure, some 8,000 Americans pressed forward toward San Juan Hill. Hundreds fell under Spanish gunfire before reaching the base of the heights, where the force split up into two flanks to take San Juan Hill and Kettle Hill. The Rough Riders were among the troops in the right flank attacking Kettle Hill. So that's why we still know about San Juan Hill's battle today, all right? Hang on just a minute, Randy. You're going to Diner 62, and gosh darn, we'll have another one this week because it's a short week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but we'll make sure, we got to keep you fed, all right? Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did, or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
At Garrison Sleep, SAS stands for semi-annual sale, with 6 years interest-free financing OAC or 25% off almost every mattress in our showroom. But I started thinking, SAS could also stand for Smart Attentive Sales Team, supplying abundant slumber, and supporting afternoon siestas. That's exactly what you get, along with 6 years interest-free financing OAC or 25% off at the semi-annual sale, happening now but ending soon at Garrison Sleep. Garrison's
Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Always appreciate you listening, no matter the time. Live 6 to 9 weekdays on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG. I'm here for you. But life has a way of getting busy, so if you miss a show and you want to catch up, or you just have a different schedule, well, that's what my podcasts are for. The last 3 months or so of my shows available for free download and sharing on KMED.com or BillMeyerShow.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They're helping keep you current. Find out about their services on ClouserDrilling.com.
Hey, it's Bryce. KMED invites you to Discount Fireworks Superstore's Big Block Party Tuesday night. Enter to win a 60-second shopping spree, and there's free fireworks for the kids from 7 to 9. The Block Party is happening at a Discount Fireworks Superstore near you in South Medford, West Medford, Ashland, Phoenix, Central Point, White City, Grants Pass, and Cave Junction. Don't miss it. Enter to win a 60-second shopping spree and free fireworks for the kids from 7 to 9. It's Discount Fireworks Superstore's Big Block Party Tuesday night.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED.
Whew, another busy morning. Just as busy as it was on Friday, but we do have a little bit of open phone time if you wanted to weigh in on some of the issues we've been talking about, and a lot of it having to do with Supreme Court and also what's happening with President Trump. And if you're just joining me, it does appear that President Trump, according to the Supreme Court, does have immunity for official acts. And, of course, they're kicking back some of these court cases like the Jack Smith case and also the Georgia case for, and hey, are these official acts? He was officially the president at that point. And there's a good chance that you end up saying that, hey, whatever the president is doing there is an official act. So that's more or less what they were saying. So if you have an opinion on that or one way or the other, I just wanted to talk about what is good for the country here, maybe in the final few minutes, if you don't mind, and get your opinion. It's something I've asked of Rick. I also asked Dr. Powers about this. And I'm going to continue to push this out. It's obvious that our president is infirm. It's obvious. And he's not well, hasn't been well for probably some time, most likely given the fact that he was kept in the basement during 2020, was not well even then. And so this has been essentially a Potemkin village put up with the appearance of presidential authority. Yeah, no, it's a fraud. It's sad. It's that's kind of, though, what we've lived under. Given what you know about the politics, and let's be honest, both presidential candidates, presumptive presidential candidates, President Biden and President Trump, are extremely polarizing. They have high positives with their supporters, but also extremely high negatives either way around. And so who President Trump has to go after? Let's say if maybe you're not a super Trump fan or not necessarily a never Trumper, but that really is the best hope to try to get some change and to get some reining in of this, because it's going to take a different president to rein in the administrative state or at least even start that process and start repealing some of the rules that many here in the West have, the West especially when it comes to a lot of it, have been degraded by for a long, long time. And so when you think about this, in a sane world, President Biden would have been Amendment 25th, gosh, months if not years ago, if it had been an honest, serious country. Well, we haven't been an honest, serious country, except for creating more tyranny, essentially what we've been doing the last 4 years under Biden. Do you risk another 5-6 months of Biden riding out this rather than calling for his resignation? Or do we resign, maybe get Kamala in, push that Amendment 25th, and then some different Democrat takes it up against President Trump? Is it better to do that or just continue to press for, hey, you Democrats voted for your democracy, so you're going to have to live with your democracy? How would you like that to play out? There are no great decisions when it comes to President Biden and having him on the ticket or not having him on the ticket. We're just talking about a series of bad ones. Which are the least bad? Okay. 770-563 here. I'd like your opinion on that. Anything else on your mind here, too? But I just thought I would toss that question out to you, okay? I've been asking that of guests this morning, and you would like to weigh in, too. Good morning. Hi, this is Bill. Who's this? Good morning.
Greetings, brother from another mother.
Hello, brother Brad. How are you? Great to have you on.
Hey, I love the fact that you bring in just a group of minds that just have different opinions, but they're knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
The doc you bring in every Monday, he's awesome. But the reason I called, I think of Biden, and when I was in college, we had a psychologist that was famous. She taught a gorilla how to use sign language.
Oh, I remember that. Remember that story? I was a kid then. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was just a big, big deal. And I think, why couldn't we use that as a president?
Yeah, that was Lucy, right? Wasn't her name Lucy?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of sign language. And, you know, she could mess up the lingo too bad.
All right. Should we bomb Russia? And then Lucy says, what's a bomb? Anyway.
Hey, and what would really be cool if the gorilla had come from Slovenia.
Oh, they're very common. That's their native habitat, Brad. In all seriousness, though, if you had your druthers, do you ride out the Biden administration, even though that's a risky proposition here, too, but they've already been destroying the country up to this point. What's another 5-6 months going to do? Or do you hope that the Democrats get their wish? Because essentially, when they had President Biden doing that debate last month, or last week, rather, that was a hit. That was a hit job under the guise of the insiders knew that he was going to be weak.
Oh, yeah. There's no question I think it was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, and to answer your question, going back to that, as much as I hate to say it, I would rather deal with the devil I know than the devil I don't know, meaning that Harris, she's an unknown quantity, and she's worse than Biden as far as intellect. But, you know, at least we know a little bit where we stand with Biden. But the point is, it's going to be interesting. The Dems seem to be throwing him off the bus already.
I know.
He may not make it where they have all the...
A convention.
The convention, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
He may not make it to that. I mean, it regardless... You imagine him doing another debate? I just don't think the guy will do it, but he might.
Well, maybe if they had the debate at 10 in the morning, it might help. All right. I appreciate the call there, Brad. Thanks for that. Let me go to line two. Good morning. Hi, who's this? This is Bill.
This is Dave from Medford.
Hello, Dave. What are you thinking today? Any thoughts?
Well, I have a theory.
Okay.
I think that President Biden, will not be president, and Trump will not be president.
Oh.
I think the president that is going to be elected in November is Michelle Obama.
I know many people have floated that. She has claimed to not be interested in it, but you know darn well that, you know, with enough persuading, that could probably be overcome.
She was on TV earlier this year. Quite often on talk shows, and she disappeared for 3 or 4 months. And all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, I saw her in a short video showing people that she's exercising, getting really in good shape.
Oh.
which counteracts Biden, who is in terrible shape, mentally and physically. And then just before the debate, she came out and said that she's really mad at Joe Biden and doesn't like his policies and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so maybe that's the...
setting the stage for she doesn't agree with Biden's policies and she's in better shape. And the biggest theory that I have is you had Barack Obama for 8 years running the country, obviously.
And then you had 4 years of Joe Biden run by the Barack Obama people, right?
Yeah, you got Barack Obama, not his people, Barack Obama running the country the past 3.5 years. And then he gets his wife elected. He'll have another 8 years, so that's 20 years of Barack Obama running the country and setting it up for a communist third world country.
Mm, all right. Well, I hope your theory doesn't pan out just between you and me and thousands, okay? All right?
I agree. I think it will. They got a plan, and that's how they're working it.
All right. Appreciate the call, David. Let me go to line three. Hi. You're on the Bill Maher Show. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hello, Don. What are you thinking today?
Well, without adding too much specificity, we tend to forget what a republic is and that we're getting the government we deserve.
Mm.
Now have a president drone and all the Bill of Rights are being nuanced. We no longer have a First Amendment because we worry about misinformation and disinformation.
And or offensive to someone, which was never part of the First Amendment, too. Hate speech. Which essentially what that is.
The Second Amendment. They don't know what a firearm is because if it's manufactured before 1887, it is not a firearm. If it's black powder, it's not a firearm. If it's a pneumatic device, it hits hard like a rifle with energy. It's quiet. It's not a firearm. You can have it shipped to your mailbox. So they're systematically destroying the Bill of Rights. So now if you want to believe you can affect destiny and outcomes by affecting the election or putting Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump. I love his platform. Mm-hmm. But if you think that fixes anything, you're missing the real issue of how the government we deserve is happening before our eyes. And this Biden is a demoniac. He's a curse on tradition and American history and our hope for any viable future. There's no specificity for you.
Yeah, I wish it would be happier, but I can't disagree with a lot of what you said there. Thanks for the call, Dawn. Really appreciate that. All right. 8:57 and change here. I'm going to do an email the day before we take off because Mark Lee Van Camp and Robin's going to be taking over here in a couple of minutes. We'll be back tomorrow morning on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. It's brought to you by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. You can get a crown while you wait. They have an in-house lab. Ask them about that. It's next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. Good people. Terry writes me from Wairika this morning, Bill. In my opinion, George Soros, Obama, Pelosi, and whoever, they want Biden to run. He is their pawn. They want to keep their power with him. They rule. However, Kamala is a cog in the wheel. They don't want her as president, and they know Biden will not make it another 4 years. They haven't yet figured out what to do with her. It's called karma. They forced her on Biden, and it is coming back to bite them, or it has come back to bite them. Interesting take on that, Terry. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. By the way, my email is bill@billmyershow.com. Have a great day. Stay cool this week, really, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
For over 20 years, Johnson Builders has constructed custom-designed, engineered buildings all over our area that not only meet but exceed modern